Courtney Roderick. Spokane Now presents FemFest 2019, Spokane's Feminist Art Festival. The event will take place at the Spokane Public Library, downtown, April 27th, from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. The event will feature a vast variety of entertainment that includes visual arts, spoken word, and live music. The theme will be to capture the diverse representations of feminism in the Inland Northwest, as well as spread awareness to the importance of intersectionality as the new feminist movement. What is intersectionality? In an article published by Time Magazine, the theory is highlighted through various sources relating to the need for diversity in feminism and race, class, sexuality, and ableism, where issues are overlooked. In her 1991 article, Mapping the Margins, law professor Kimberly Crenshaw explained, quote, "People who are both women and people of color are marginalized by discourses that are shaped to respond to one identity or the other, rather than both," unquote. Bottom line, social norms need to change. In an interview with Annette Farrell, the director of FemFest, we discussed the vision of the festival in detail.
We wanted to use this big community event as a way to bring all the different feminist-identified artists in town, whether they're poets or musicians or visual artists, sculpture artists, and just see what are they making, and hopefully when we bring all these artists, different artists together with all their different perspectives and backgrounds and diversity and all the different labels that they place on themselves. The one thing that we wanted them to have in common is that they call themselves feminist, right? And so hopefully by bringing all these diverse people together, we could show the broader community feminism is not just for women. Anyone can be a feminist.
To find out event details and updates, visit www.spokanenow.org/FemFest. KYRS Local News received support from Eastern Washington University's Get Lit Festival, April 22nd through the 28th. The 21st annual festival includes craft classes, poetry slams, readings, and more. Details online at getlitfestival.org. KYRS Local News has seen support today from the kitchen at Second Harvest, offering their gluten-free cooking class, a special class focusing on gluten-free recipes in the kitchen, featuring gluten-free flour from locally owned Flour Farm. April 24th at the kitchen at Second Harvest. Information and registration online at secondharvestkitchen.org. KYRS Local News received support from Atticus Coffee and Gifts, 222 North Howard Street in downtown Spokane, near the carousel, and just on the block from their other store, Boo Radley's. KYRS Local News, the music is from bensound.com. To send us news tips or comment on our show, our email is news@kyrs.org.